We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, why don't you just give us an overview of what's been happening over the holiday break and get us up to speed?
Well, before Thanksgiving, we said that we'd probably see price volatility over the holiday season. We definitely saw that with wheat. Right at Thanksgiving, $8.45, it fell off that the next week or so down to $7.50, went back up to $8.30, then came back down to $7.60, back up to $7.75, and then it's been falling off this weekend. A 95-cent move there in wheat. On corn, you started out at $5.65. Fell off a dime the next week, and then it worked its way slowly up to $6, fell back to $5.75, back up to $5.90, and this week, late this week, it's been falling off. You look at soybeans, started out at $12.10, it fell off to $11.60, then soybeans started an uptrend, and right at Christmas, we were at $13, up to $13.20 early this week. Wallowing around a little bit, but a $1.60 range with beans. So I think with wheat, we definitely have volatility. With corn, some uptrend there, but in a little bit of volatility. But I think soybeans, we've got to say we established an uptrend there.
Let's talk about why wheat has been so volatile lately.
Well, I think you've got to go to tight stocks. You look at the world situation, the stocks have been lower for the last 2 years, and the United States, our hard red winter wheat stocks and all wheat stocks are definitely tight. And so when you have tight stocks, you have a weather market. You look at Oklahoma, 44% of our crop is in very poor conditions because of the drought. You have weather with tight stocks, it's not only in Oklahoma, but it's in Ukraine. They've reported that their production will probably be lower because of dry conditions. And then you got Russia playing political games. They got that export tax, $2.58 a bushel. They announced this week that they'll probably establish an export quota February the 15th to go through June. But Russia production was lower this year, but their ending stocks are projected to be right at average and their exports slightly above average. So there's some games going on there and things going around the United States and the world that creates this volatility in wheat, mostly because of tight stocks.
Do you expect this wheat price volatility to continue?
I think it will, and again, because of the tight stocks and the things that's going on around in the world. If we lose a crop somewhere, we've got, you know, $8 plus wheat, or we've had that, we could get $9 or $10 wheat if we lose some crop. But on the other hand, an economist term there, if we get big production, above average production, we could get wheat prices back down in the $7, $6.50 to $7 range.
Do you see any scenario that could make prices decline even further than that?
I think with definitely in wheat, I think we've possibly seen a top in wheat. The market analysts are saying are remaining bearish for wheat prices. I think soybean prices are bullish and positive. Corn probably sideways. So yeah, definitely lower wheat prices, possibly lower corn prices, but bean prices will probably stay relatively high.
All righty, Kim, thanks a lot for great information, and we'll see you next week.